This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Gary Babbs. He's a Carlinville resident and new author. And our topic of conversation today will be a new children's book written by Gary entitled Let Your Light Shine. Welcome to the show, Gary.
Well, thank you, Rick. I really appreciate you having me here today.
Before we get into the specifics of your new book, maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about yourself so they know a little something about the author.
Okay, well, I've lived most of my life in the Jacksonville area. I went to Illinois College there and ran a potato chip route there with Kelly's Potato Chips for over 20 years. But I've lived the last 8 years in Carlinville with my wife, Sharon. And I do still work in Jacksonville as an officer at the Jacksonville Correctional Center. I have 3 children and 5 grandchildren.
How did you get the idea for the book, Let Your Light Shine?
Well, Rick, one Sunday morning, my wife and I were sitting in church, and the speaker that day mentioned a light bulb that had been burning for over 100 years. And that light bulb is still in a fire station in San Francisco. There's now a web camera trained on it, so if you're looking for some excitement, you can go online and actually watch it burning. And hopefully it won't burn out just as you're watching it. But anyway, as soon as I heard that story, I guess you could say that a light bulb went off in my head. I was inspired to write a story about a little light bulb with personality. He would not only be persistent, but he would also try to maintain a joyful attitude no matter where he was asked to shine.
This little light bulb, his name became Tiny, and where were the places that he shined?
Okay, well, Tiny, the light bulb, eventually got to shine in some really neat places, but first he had to spend some time in the basement where he was all alone for a while. He felt better, though, when he remembered stories about people in the Bible who were thrown into a pit or a jail or a lion's den, but they were brought out safely. So you just have to read the book to find out all the places that Tiny was able to let his light shine.
Now, as far as the mechanics, what was it like? Obviously, it took time to write the book, but what was it like getting it actually to print and now available to the public?
Well, it has taken several months to get it published. Took a few months to find a publisher, and then several more months to do all the editing, illustrations, the layout, the cover design, and then the actual printing and the shipping.
And the publisher of your book, Gary?
That's Tate Publishing. They're out of Oklahoma City.
For the readers and the listeners, the book is designed for who? What age group is this book for?
Well, I'd say anywhere from age 3 to 9, although I've had a lot of adults say that they were inspired by it also. It'll either make you laugh or cry. And then one side note, one lady recently bought a book for a friend's son who collects light bulbs as a hobby.
And of course, as you say, the book is now on sale. And where is the book available for those interested in finding a copy of Let Your Light Shine?
Well, people can see me, or they can go to the bookshelf on the square, Market on the Square, Reflections, Fifth Dimensions in Carlinville, Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, Accents in Gillespie, Making Waves in Litchfield, plus Ashley's Petals and County Market in Jacksonville, as well as Pharmacy Plus in Carrollton. And it's also available online at barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com or direct from the publisher at www.tatepublishing.com.
And there's a special version that's coming with this book. Maybe you could explain that and what goes with that.
Okay, the people who have purchased a book can go online and download an audio version. Now, that right now is in the works, but it should be finished very quickly, so people will be able to download the audio version very soon.
Now, this is your first published work. Plans for the future? Do you plan to do something else, or what are you looking forward to?
Well, I do actually have a second book written about Tiny, all except for the ending. I haven't quite figured out the ending yet. I guess it has some alternate endings, but that is in the works. I do have it pretty well written.
Gary, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you for having me, Rick. Appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.